Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off our series called Love Songs, where for the next few weeks, we're going to be walking through the book of Song of Songs together. And in the first two chapters of this book, we see the growing attraction between Solomon and this woman, where both of them are expressing their desire for one another, and they're describing what they find attractive about one another. And there's clearly a physical attraction and desire between them. But even more than a physical attraction, what we see is that this woman is drawn to Solomon because of his character and because of his reputation. And verse 3 of chapter 1, she says this. She says, "Pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes. Your name is like perfume poured out." And when she says your name is like perfume poured out, she means that his character and his reputation were as fragrant and as refreshing as cologne poured out of a bottle. And because of this, she says, no wonder the women love you. She's recognizing that other people have identified the good qualities that her man possesses, that he has developed a reputation of character and integrity among his community, and he has earned the respect and the admiration of others. And because of this, she is drawn to him and attracted to him. You see, we live in a culture today that puts a lot of emphasis and a lot of weight on physical appearance and on external beauty. What do they look like? How do they dress? How tall are they? How much do they weigh? And we tend to tie a person's value and worth to their level of physical attractiveness. And this has been heavily driven by modern media and modern advertising, where we've been given this arbitrary standard of beauty that we see portrayed in Hollywood and we see portrayed on social media. And we feel this constant pressure to conform to that standard, where we have to have a certain body type, and we have to wear a certain brand of clothing. We have to fight against aging. We have to look as young as we possibly can. And for many of us, if we're being honest, we tend to obsess over these things. We obsess over conforming to this cultural standard of beauty. I mean, just think about the amount of time and effort and money we put into our appearance, the amount of focus that we put on things like our clothes and our hair and our skin and our nails and our physique. And listen, I'm not suggesting that physical appearance doesn't matter. In fact, physical attraction is a very important part of a romantic relationship. God has designed us to be attracted to beauty. But who you are is far more important than how you look. And so instead of building a romantic relationship on the foundation of chemistry and physical attraction, I believe that character must be the foundation of a godly relationship. Because it's your character and integrity that are far more important than your physical appearance and your physical beauty. And we see this theme all throughout Scripture. When God sent Samuel to find the next king of Israel, he sent him to the home of a man named Jesse. And when Samuel saw Jesse's oldest son, he thought, surely this is the next king of Israel. This is the guy. He's the firstborn in the family. He looks the part. He checks all the boxes. This must be the next king of Israel. But watch how God responds to Samuel's assumption. He says, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." You see, God is much more concerned with who we are than how we look. God cares about the condition of our heart, not about our physical appearance. And so I think we need to ask ourselves, do we value what our society values, or do we value what the Lord values? Do we only look at a person's outward appearance, or do we care about the condition of their heart? Who we are is far more important than how we look. And so I'd love to take an opportunity to pray for us today, specifically around this area of our character, of our integrity, of our reputation, of the things that truly matter in the eyes of the Lord, and then give you a chance to pray as well. And so God, we come to you today, and Lord, we acknowledge that oftentimes we get caught up in the things that our world and our culture value. External appearance, physical beauty, social status, wealth, money, the things that our world looks to as markers of success. But God, we're reminded, Lord, that you look at our heart. You look at our character, our integrity, our motives. And Lord, my prayer today is that we would be men and women, God, who are after your heart. That we would not chase after the things of the world and tie our value and our worth to these external standards, but that we would care first and foremost, Lord, about what you think about us, that we would grow in our character, that we would grow in our integrity, and ultimately, Lord, in our love for you. And so God, bless us today, bless us as we continue to study through this book together. And Lord, we ask all of this in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.